Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. The effect. I mean by this, of course, the effect in the believer's life of this glorious doctrine, but more than doctrine, the experience of redemption. What does it all lead to? What's the outcome of it? Is it just something to think about and debate and admire and that kind of thing? Not for the apostle here. Peter is very clear. He says, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, "Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart," and so on. The effect. He's arguing here, and I think you can sum the argument up. The redemption, God's eternal decree worked out through the accomplishments of Christ in his life and death, the cross, the blood and righteousness of Christ, that regenerating work of the Spirit, that bringing to faith, leading to the glorious hope of the appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. What is the outcome? What is the effect? Well, it can be summed up as progressive sanctification. Peter here majors on love. Brotherly love, heart love, he calls it. Love not in words, says John, not in talk, but in deed and in truth, in practice. This is a rebuking, challenging, high standard here. It's so easy to sing about love, to talk about love, to talk about the redemption, and so on, but to feel it and to feel the power and the influence of it moving us to brotherly love. You see how Peter describes the believer. He is one who has obeyed the truth. That takes us back to the early part of the chapter. Big sprinkling, obedience to the blood of Christ, obedience to Christ, submission to Christ, obedience to the truth. You've purified yourself. Salvation is a purification work. It's not making a happy work. Of course, happiness comes into it. But it takes dead sinners and makes them live. It takes ruined sinners and renews them. It takes polluted sinners and purifies them. And one of the great marks of the Spirit of God in the New Covenant is love. Love is the great motive. Love, says Paul, is the fulfilling of the law. People get all worked up about commandments and so on, and individual commandments. There's a command here. I'm not saying there's no commandments. It's not passive, this progressive sanctification. But the business is love, love, love. If a man love me, he keeps my commandments. Love one another fervently with a pure heart, deeply from the heart, says Peter. You're a purified, sanctified heart people. Show it, my brothers and sisters. Show it. The Spirit is not mentioned here, but who else can produce this love? It's a purified people. Now, Peter's only just begun his reasoning here. For, he goes on in verse 23. You see, another argumentative word. I'm reasoning with you, he says. It's a battle for the mind. Lloyd-Jones is very strong on this. The battle is in the mind. You obey from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered or was delivered to you. That which grips you in the mind works in the heart. And there's more to come. This is not a passive progressive sanctification. You're not just sitting back and let us, oh, love, no. But the greatest new commandment is John chapter 13, I think verse 34, is love. That's the new commandment. Now, unbeliever, you understand that all this applies only to and for the believer. You can't become a believer by trying to love everybody and all that. That's not what he's talking about. But because a man or a woman has obeyed Christ, obeyed the gospel call, submitted to Christ, purified their hearts by believing the truth, obeying the truth, submitting to the truth, receiving Christ, welcoming Christ, been regenerated and all the rest, then it will show in this progressive sanctification. This is James chapter 2. This is Romans 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, and 8, on to James 2. What's that? Justification is by faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone. But justification always shows itself in progressive sanctification, living a life to the glory of God. If a man has the Spirit of God, Romans chapter 8, he is bound to live as a man who has the Spirit of God. Galatians chapter 5 is very clear. Walk in the Spirit. And this is what Peter is appealing for here. Brothers and sisters, I speak to myself. May this appeal not be in vain. May we hear it and heed it. May we, now that we have purified ourselves by obeying the truth, so that we do have a sincere love for your brothers, for our brothers, may we indeed love one another deeply with from the heart. And may the unbeliever be able to say, we know they're Christ's disciples. See how they love one another.